It's the Reality TV Happy Hour with Jordan Parhar. Because you can't spell Parhar without R-H-A-P.
R-H-A-P.
Reality TV Happy Hour. Reality TV Happy Hour.
Big Brother Canada 4 has come to a close, which means it's time for another edition of the Reality TV Happy Hour. What's going on, everybody? My name's Jordan Parhar, and I'm with you once again to break down the latest BB Can 4 episode on robizawebsite.com. Today, I'm joined by a fellow 12th place finisher on Big Brother Canada, and I just recently found out that she's going to be firing her personal assistant, Anil Ramka, soon. It's the great Aika Wong, ladies and gentlemen. Aika, how are you?
I'm good. How's it going? I mean, I could be better, but, you know, I've been here with Anil, and he's been very incompetent in helping me set up for tonight, but it's okay. He's fired.
Oh, man. Anil can't catch a break. I mean, he gets the, you know, the twist screws him on season one when he should be safe. He thinks he has a job with you, and then it's gone. And also, to you guys watching this live, we are live on a Google Hangout on robizawebsite.com. Aika and I were talking in the pre-show, and Aika said that she thinks she doesn't look good right now and because of the lighting. And
yeah.
I was saying, Aika, she's saying Anil screwed it up, but Aika, you look great, right? I mean, please, people, tweet Aika and let her know. She looks great tonight. She's at the Aika Wong on Twitter. Because
oh my God.
I don't know what I need to say, Aika. I really don't need to.
They're going to drag me on Twitter now. They're going to drag me on Twitter.
No, Aika, what they're going to do is they're going to be like, yes, queen, slay. That's what they're
no,
going to do.
Aika,
here we go. I'll make a bet with you right now, all right?
Okay.
I will bet you $50, which I probably won't have by the time we get to Niagara.
Really,
but I will bet you $50 that there are more people that say yes, queen, slay about what you look like tonight, rather than dragging you on Twitter. Okay.
We'll see.
I'm already seeing like three in the chat room.
Yeah, so we're good. So, and that voice you hear is Taryn Armstrong, who's with us to break down what's been happening on the live feeds, which, as of right now, it's really not been much this weekend because the feeds were down, but the feeds are back up, right, Taryn?
Yeah, and you know, this should be our biggest show of the whole season, right? Because the feeds were down, and so that made the anticipation for this show all the greater, right? That's how it works.
If only that was how. Well, we do have Aika to help us, though. So, I mean, we'll see. So, I think Aika, you know, it could have been. I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but it could have been somebody. You know, it could have been just me by myself. That would have been a very subpar type of show. But, you know, Aika's going to help.
People love you.
Yeah. Oh, I appreciate it, Aika. Thank you.
Some people.
Anyway, guys, we are, as I mentioned, we're live on robizawebsite.com, so we're going to be taking your questions tonight. So if you want to get some questions in, there's two ways you can do that. You can leave a comment on the YouTube video, or you can tweet me. I'm at Jordan Parhar, and use the hashtag RehappyHour with your questions. We'll get into those later on in the show if you have anything you want to ask Aika, Taryn, or myself. Okay, let's just jump right into it, Aika. Lots of crazy stuff happening tonight. I mean, the Thursday 90-minute episode, it was weird because the 90-minute episode, it seemed like a lot of this stuff we found out about tonight was going to happen in that episode, but instead, they saved it for this episode when we only had an hour, so it really seemed very quick. What did you think about your thoughts on LaVita not getting back into the house, Aika?
Oh my gosh, I really feel like the house is so stupid. They're so dumb. Like, they're legit stupid. How would you, like, who votes in this girl who says she has unbreakable bonds? Then girl, take your unbreakable ass home. Like, we don't want you in the house with those bonds. Like, you don't want her in the house. LaVita literally has nobody except for Joel. And they bring Kelsey back into the house. Like, they're so stupid. I wish I had these people on my season because I would have went really far.
See, and that's so funny. I feel like all the alumni of Big Brother Canada are all thinking that didn't win are all like, man, I wish I was on this season. Because this season, I would have won. Like, everybody's saying that. But we all feel the same way because I think I'm with you, Aika. I mean, LaVita would have been the first she would have gone. It would have been just identical to last season with Cindy. I feel like she would have come right back into the house. She would have made a big crazy move probably, and would have caused a lot of drama. But she probably would have been right back out the door the next week, just because nobody really trusted her. Taryn, were you surprised at this at all?
Not really, because nobody trusted her, and I knew that. You know, you're going to have Jared, you're going to have Raul, you're going to have those people who are going to really, really feel strongly about having Kelsey back, and they have the most pull over the house right now because they just won that vote, and now they're in power. And then you have people like Tim, who never really had a great relationship with LaVita, who, you know, you bring Kelsey back, and now everyone has to look at the third wheel again. They have to say, well, we have to go after them now. And for people like Tim, who had his back in the corner, like, really, last week, basically coming into this week, that's a really great thing to have.
What did you think, Ika, about Jared being so adamant that he wanted to bring Kelsey back into the game? Because I almost feel like now for him, he was in a spot where people were kind of forgetting about him a little bit, but now he kind of is going to be a huge threat again because of that showmance, right?
Absolutely. Like, usually when you are in a showmance, the guy usually does go first, and she went first, and then he brought her back in so he could just go right before her. Like, you know what I mean? So I do feel like on both sides, I get that it's a number for him and it's an ally for him, like somebody who will not, you know, come after him. But it was better for him to not have her back in the house.
Yeah, and that's – I didn't get that. Jared, I mean, he had that going on. And then what about Ika when he's just, like, screaming at Raul and he's just, like, swearing at him and going crazy? Can you think of a time – like, what would you have done if your alliance member would have been yelling at you in the pantry like that?
I feel like I would have been that person yelling at Raul. Like, Raul, like, pull your shit – like. Can you imagine, Jordan, if you told, like, someone something in secret and they're like, well, I'm going to go confront that person in the house, how, like, horrible that is? I would have dragged him. Like, I didn't really care that Jared did that. I was like, yeah, because, like, Raul is so stupid. Who does that? Like, who does that? Who tells?
Oh, yeah, God, I mean, like, yeah, and then it just I don't know if it was the alcohol or what it was, but that just really came out of nowhere. They just said, okay, Raul, please, like, we're going to tell you later, but just, like, calm down. And he's like, no, I need to know right now. And they said, okay, well, we'll tell you now, but just don't tell anyone. And then he goes and runs to Mitch. Like, Taryn, has Raul ever shown behavior like this on the feeds before?
You mean like not being able to keep a secret?
Yeah.
Not really, but I mean, like,
when you go
and you tell Raul, yeah, you can't trust the person you probably trust most in the house, and you don't really give him an explanation, of course his first instinct is going to be to run to Mitch. Like, the right way to have that conversation is to, like, wait a bit, wait for the alcohol to wear off, sit him down, and have a, like, lengthy conversation with him about, This is the thing with Mitch. This is why you can't tell him. You know, we have all this proof, and make sure that he knows the importance of it. No, you know, don't just be like, hey, by the way, can't trust Mitch. See ya.
Yeah, it was just such an all over the place. Like, Ika, how, like, do you think that just, because for me, I was watching these guys just really crumble, and they seemed to get back together by the end of the episode, and it seemed to be okay, but. Like, how has this third wheel alliance managed to be so dominant in the house with playing, you know, with their gameplay that they've exemplified tonight?
Because I feel like when you're in the house, even if you're not a strong player, that house views people in terms of popularity. Like, cool kids versus the not so cool kids, the good looking people versus the, I mean, you know, in their eyes, what's good looking and what's intimidating to them. Because, I mean, the whole house could really have, they could have been against Raul and Jared and not bring Kelsey back, and they would have been on top. But they choose to empower these people again because they're popular in the house. In, like, not within Canada, but in the house, they are the popular people. And I feel like that's why they've been able to get so far. It's because people are somewhat intimidated by them for reasons that are beyond me. Like, I have no idea. Rahul sucks. Kelsey just got a little bit decent because she was trapped in a room with LaVita, and LaVita gave her some information. And, like, I just feel like, girl, bye. Goodbye.
Girl, bye, indeed. I was going to – oh, what I was going to say, then, because that's really interesting that you bring up that point with the popular people in the house having power, but then on the outside, it's kind of, you know, the opposite. Those people that are in power aren't really popular by Canada, from Canada's point of view, and then when Canada gets power, they decide to give it to – not to those popular people, but to the unpopular people. But my question I was going to ask you, Aika, is does that mean since Sabrina was in the first five and was rolling for the first half of the game, that means she's a super popular person, right, Aika?
I feel like, oh my God. Sabrina was that girl who was in the popular clique, oh God, Sabrina, she just, of course, she's getting tongue-tied. Sabrina is that girl who was in the popular group, but she was just not popular. You know those ones that are like they're in the crew, but they're like not popular, the very bottom, about to fall off the dirt.
And constantly scheming to make sure they're staying in that group.
Yeah, like, Sabrina's, like, she's, like, one of those try-hard people that tries really hard to be popular, and they have no choice but to accept her and but to, like, put up with her. She's one of those kind of girls.
All right, well, it seems like you're, like, an expert on, like, high school dynamics, Aika. This is great. Like, we should do, like, a podcast about, like, some high school movies in the summer, and then you can explain all this stuff, like The Breakfast Club or something like that. Okay, so enough Sabrina Abate talk.
Yeah, enough of her. Please. Yeah. I don't want her two fans dragging me on Twitter, okay? Like, I don't want it.
It's okay. It's okay. For those two fans, they can come at me. I'll take it. I'll take the Sabrina haters. Come at me, please. I'm willing to. I'm a big boy. I can handle it. Okay. The nominations. Okay. So ultimately, I mean, very interesting episode. I mean, Raul is really, I mean, as you said, just horrific gameplay, getting drunk, telling Kelsey and Jared, you know, yeah, it's good, just tell me what it is. And then he just runs to Mitch and tells Mitch everything. Then he manages to win head of household somehow, which I was stunned. I couldn't believe it. And he won. And now he's taking a shot at Mitch and Jared. Mitch and Joel, I misspoke. So what do you think about these nominations that Raul is making this week? Taking a shot. I mean, Joel was in a good spot for a while, but his stock has really dropped the last few weeks because of his association to LaVita. But Mitch is somebody who, I mean, those guys are threatened by him now, but I feel like Mitch still would have been willing to work with Raul if he didn't just take a direct shot at him.
I feel like all of Rahul's game moves or game plays, I remember in the DR, he was like, this is my HOH, nah, bitch, this is Kelsey's and Jared's HOH. That's what happened. Had Kelsey had not been back into the house, Mitch would have never been on the block. So clearly his decisions are influenced by Kelsey and what's his name? Jared.
There we go. Yeah. Ika's pulling a Cassandra last week's eviction. What's her name again? Taryn, you had something you wanted to say.
I was saying on Twitter, like, do you guys remember in Big Brother 6 when Howie was HOH and Maggie convinced him to go after James instead of the Friendship Alliance? And that's widely considered to be one of the worst HOH moves in the history of the game. I think this is very akin to that. I think that there was a very clear divide last week between the house with the vote, and Mitch is the one that got the votes for Jared's side, and now Raul is putting his best ally up on, well, Jared's probably a better ally, but still, neither of them are very good because he's not going to win against either. But still, one of his closest allies for sure. He's putting him on the block, and there's a whole other side of the house that's going to benefit so much from this. And I guarantee Third Wheel is going to be the target of nearly everyone in the house after this week, where Mitch was going to be one of the only people not going after them. So this was a terrible move. The worst move he could have done this week.
Wow, wow. Worst move he could have done this week. Aika, do you agree with that?
So great for everyone else.
I wouldn't say the worst move, you know what I mean? I feel like, the house, it has a way of turning on people when they're on the block. So if everyone's like, oh, Mitch was working both sides, he was working with that side and he was working with this side, they can justify why he's on the block. And then Raul is petty and he could just be like, well, Joel nominated me and that's why he's on the block. So like, it's not popular for us because we do like Joel. And you know, most people, they do like Mitch. So it's not very popular move for Canada. But within the house, it's a good move. Those are really good players. Joel could go really far. He's very likable, and Mitch was kind of like untouchable because no one really noticed him. Those are two good players that are on the block.
I think I'm somewhere in between you guys. I think it's like, I don't think it's the worst move. I don't think it's the best move. I think the worst move would have been, a worst move. Here's what a worst move is. And this is where I thought the episode was going with how it was edited. I thought Raul was going to win HOH. And then I thought he was going to say, I'm just going to put up, Jared and Kelsey because I'm mad at them. And I just want them on the block because of that whole situation. And honestly, I don't know. You disagree with that, Taryn?
That's a way better move because he's a target next to Jared and Kelsey. Like, he's gonna get put up on the block next week if somebody like the brothers or Tim wins and wants to go after third wheel. He's gonna get put up on the block. He may not go home next to one of them, but like he's still in that area of being targeted. Whereas if he had turned on them because of that argument, he would still be seen as this emotional player that everyone wants to keep dragging along. And he's going to be, I mean, obviously it's still a terrible move either way, but like at least there's much less of a target on him.
Yeah,
it'd be a terrible move, I think, for Raul, but like a good move, a good TV. Terrible move, definitely putting your lines on the block, but great television.
As seen during week 5 of Big Brother Canada 3, for anybody who wants to go back and watch that a week again, it was fun. It was fun times for everybody in Canada except one person. It was good times. okay, so. Yeah, interesting. I don't know. I'm excited to get more info on the feeds, and we'll get into that in a little bit because they've just come on. I still don't really know how I feel about this just because I need to decompress my thoughts about everything that we saw. Aika, do you think that Mitch has what it takes to get out of this situation? Because I feel like this is going to be a turning point for in the future, once the season is over, we're going to look back at this point of the game and we're going to say, all right, this is when Mitch proved that he wasn't as good as we all thought he was, or we're going to say, wow, Mitch is a phenomenal player, and this is where we first learned that.
Yeah, I definitely feel like this is what I think. I think if Joel goes around and tells the house guest that Mitch told him to take all the blame about Levita, Mitch will go home and they'll see Mitch for who he really is. And Joel can get out of this. If Joel tells people what Mitch wants him to say, then Mitch is he's a genius.
Like, yeah, right? Like, Taryn, why would Joel's not going to do Mitch's dirty work for him, is he? Especially now that they're on the block together. Yeah, I was going to say, Taryn, it sounded like Aika's internet from the pre-show transferred over to you.
That's
for
what
a
it was. Don't try to make it out to be something it was.
Okay, here we go. Take two, not now, and then what were you going to say?
Yeah, I now that they're on the block together, there's no way that Joel is going to go along with it. I think it might have worked had they had but we don't know what happened because we didn't see the feeds. We don't know if that conversation ever even happened. But I don't think Mitch should have done that. I think that he needs to go. He just needs to go to Raul and say, "Listen, I was working with Levita. I'm not now. Obviously, I'm with you guys. You know, blah blah blah." Going to Joel it gives him so much ammunition, and it just completely says, like, I have blood all over my hands. Look at them. I really didn't like the move by Mitch. I think if that's what we're gonna see from his campaign, I don't think he's gonna last long.
Yeah, it's sort of like somebody committing a crime and then not going to the cops, but then you go to, like, you know, somebody else who the cops are also thinking of, like, pinning it on and saying, look, here's all the stuff I did. And then that person has the power to be like, maybe I could just sell this person down the river and I'll get off scot-free. It's just very – I didn't get where Mitch was coming from, but – I do believe in Mitch. I think that we barely saw anything, and I think if anybody can overcome this, it's him. Aika, right now, with just where things are at in the game, what we've seen from the edited television show, who do you think is in the best spot in there right now?
From the edited, I feel like Nikki.
You're just saying to last, or you're saying to win.
So I feel like Nikki is, just because the house sees her as, like, weak. Well, I see her as, like, weak, annoying, emotional, and she doesn't win anything. And I feel like if you drag her to the number two spot, no one's going to vote for her to win because she's not Canadian and she didn't do anything. So she's in a really good spot, I think.
In terms of to win, who do you think is in the best spot?
Oh, God, it's so early and things change so quickly. But in terms of... in a good spot to win. Oh, it changed. I thought Ramsey was in a really good spot until he hooked up with Crazy Natty. And then yeah, it's so hard. It's hard to say to win it. If Kelsey gets to number one spot, I don't know. I'm not quite sure who's in a good spot
to
win.
Aika Wong, not sure. This is,
I'm not.
I'm stunned.
It's because they're so unpredictable and they're so stupid that the decisions that you think they should make, they're not making it. So I don't know. They might just let Kelsey and Raul and Jared go to final three together and just, you know, and sing Kumbaya there. Like, because they're just giving them the game right now. So...
It's true. Go ahead, Taryn.
I do think that Kelsey, despite the fact that Kelsey puts a huge target on Jared, I think that her coming into the game does help him a lot because she's gaming so hard. I really think she's going to go out before him again. So it's just another shield. It's kind of like when Brendan came back into the house for Rachel, where it's just like she would have gone that week, but Brendan came back, so he got to go instead. That's probably what's going to happen with Jared and Kelsey, but losing Mitch is a big detriment to his game, so it might have balanced itself out there. I think with Mitch going on the block and potentially going home, I really think that this is like leaving the game wide open for Tim. I think that Tim and Cass and the brothers in particular are in a really great spot now.
Yeah, the brothers, I mean, it's unreal that these guys, like, time after time after time, I mean, Raul did say he was thinking about putting them up tonight, but he didn't go through with it, and Taryn, they haven't touched the block yet, have they?
Nope.
Unreal. They have not even touched the block. We're in week six.
Yeah, I mean,
we'll see what happens with the veto.
This is like one of the biggest things to happen for them, because they were getting into a situation where they were going to be in a bad spot, just like Tim. And Kelsey comes back in and doesn't save their game, but like huge boon to their game. This is big for the other side of the house. This is kind of like when Cindy came back and you went out and Bruno got a huge benefit from it.
Yeah, good times. Okay. Before we get into the questions, Aika, you mentioned it briefly, and because of your reaction, I would like to hear you elaborate on this a little bit more. Thoughts on the Ramsey and Maddie budding showmance that we didn't see on the show tonight, but I imagine we will see more of very soon.
Okay, do you want like a good podcast response or like an Aika response? They're different. I try to filter myself a little bit.
No. Aika? I want you unfiltered. What do you honestly think?
I think it is so gross and disgusting. I think that Ramsey was better off cuddling with the pillows in the brother house than cuddling with freaking Maddie, okay? Like, she is disgusting. I don't like her. She's rotten. I feel like she... I just can't. Girl, bye. I don't like her at all. Can you tell? Like, Ramsey, like, I really like Ramsey. I really, really do like Ramsey. But I'm, like, starting to think, like, I mean, he doesn't have very many options. I get it. All the girls left early, and all he had there was Maddie. But he does have condiments. He does have pillows. I mean, he does have other things he could cuddle
with. Wait, condiments? He could cuddle with condiments?
At least he could eat them and feel nice inside. What could you do with Maddie? What can you do with her? Like, please tell me what you could do with Maddie.
I think Ramsey could come up with a few things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he did say, he said some things, Ika, that he could do. He just doesn't want to do them just yet. But you know what? Hey, Ika, maybe it's love. Maybe it really is love. Who knows? Maybe they'll get married and they'll have, you know, a beautiful relationship together. And they'll be the most beloved showmance in Canada.
Oh, God. I mean, you know what? Like, I mean, love is blind and lust is just absolutely ridiculous when it's like, when it's just so gross to me. Like, it's so gross. And I'm so sorry that I'm sure she has family and friends who like her. I just don't.
Surely they're in line to be the next Clelly, you know? Romantic couple that stays together forever.
Yes, exactly. Like Clay and Shelly from BB17. How long did that last, Taryn?
Like a month, maybe.
They had T-shirts made. That was pretty sweet. So maybe we'll get Raddy. Maybe Raddy will be the showman's name. We'll get that on a shirt. It'll be like a picture of Drake with like a frying pan, and then I don't know what a symbol could represent Maddie, but it would be a cool shirt. Okay, let's take some of your questions. Let's take this one. This one is from Real BG Low. And Real BG Low says, if Mitch goes home this week, will BB Cam producers finally wake up and realize that meddling must end? Ika, what do you think about this? If Mitch goes home, do you think the producers will finally decide to stop doing crazy twistos twists every season?
This is the thing. Like, I feel like there is meddling is sometimes good. Only when it benefits, like, me, or...
I think that's general consensus with a lot of fans, though, to be fair. Specifically with you, though, not them.
they
want it to benefit you.
I'm kind of, like, torn on it, because I feel like the Canadian viewers, that we get so, like, happy when something is going to happen and it's a twist and the house guests don't know, but then we get like bummed out when whatever happened is not what we wanted to, it's not what we want to happen, you know what I mean? So I feel totally. Like can I tell you something? I feel like Mitch is very overrated. Sorry all the Mitch fans.
Whoa!
Out there. Yeah, I do. Can I tell you why?
Yeah, why? Like, why do you think Mitch is overrated? Because I'm very interested to hear your thoughts on this.
I feel like a lot of people like him based on his appearance. His appearance looks very dark, and it looks very calculated, and he looks very smart. And I'm sure he's smart and, you know, and all those things. But I'm sure, like, but his appearance gives that off. And he just looks like a mastermind. So I think, but he really hasn't done anything. He hasn't done anything. Like, he really didn't do anything for me. Like, he hasn't done anything. He's done just as much as, you know, like the middle players. So I feel like he is a little bit overrated. So to see, oh, a player like Mitch goes home, tell me, what has Mitch done? What has Mitch done for me sitting at home and watching Big Brother? Because he really hasn't done much for me. What has he done? So viewers, tell me what he's done. Like, is he doing more on live feeds that I'm not seeing?
Well, yeah. Well, Taryn, let's talk to Ika about this. What has Mitch done, Taryn, for Ika Wong?
First, I will say, I do think there is a section of the fan base that is overrating Mitch to the extent that they see him doing good things and they think that that's definitely going to continue when that's not always the case. But that's going to happen with most players. So I don't think it's like, oh, we have to knock Mitch down a peg, because I think he does have that potential, but obviously we haven't seen it yet. I'm not going to be somebody that says he is a mastermind yet. That said, we have definitely seen him do a lot on the feeds. The show, especially the Thursday night show, did not show anything of what Mitch did last week, and it was a ton. He was the linchpin of that vote. He convinced Nikki to switch her vote. He gathered a bunch of different votes. Nikki was the swing vote, not Ramsey. I don't know why they showed it that way. this has been ranted on in previous shows, so I won't beat the dead horse too much. But he's been the only person in the House that has been on the right side of every single vote. He's controlled every single vote. And everybody else has failed to control the vote at some point or another in this game. We may see that happen with Mitch this week, in which case, obviously, he's not living up to our expectations. But he has done, I think, more than anybody else in the House to this point.
I haven't seen it.
It's been
mostly on Netflix,
to be fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there we go. So we still don't know what Mitch has done for Aika Wong, but for the people on the feeds, there you go. There's Taryn's response to you. Okay, here's one from in response to what we said at the top of the show. Sammy, that girl, Estes, hashtag yes, queen slay. So there you go, Aika. It looks like I was correct so far.
Okay,
this one comes from Doc Cobrin, and he says, I anticipate my laundry drying more than this episode of BB Can 4. Yeah, the last couple, I mean, I thought this episode wasn't bad. The last one was like a little bit lackluster. Just in general, Aika, what are your thoughts on this season so far?
I think it's a really good season. I really do. I feel like the twists aren't like super crazy where it's unbearable to watch. It's not like they're not throwing twist after twist after twist, you know, at you, like, or it doesn't seem that way to me, you know what I mean? But I feel like in terms of like they're legit people that I can't stand. They're people that I like, people that I want to root for, that I'm just not rooting for them yet. So it gives me a good balance of people, like, you know what I mean? Like, you want to cast with people who you just can't look at, people who you love, and people who are emotional, people who are crazy. And I feel like we have Cassandra and Raul, they're crazy. We have, you know, Ramsey, who we want to like, but then he's with that. And then we have, Maddie, and I'm not quite sure if it's a general consensus, but I just cannot stand Maddie. You know, I feel like she's just so catty and shady. Like, what has Levita ever done to you? Okay, like, it's not Levita's fault that your hair is thin and you need a weave. It is not her fault. Like, what has Levita ever done to you? Like, why was she so hateful? And then I just feel like, and you have the Kelsey, like, the person who you don't want to see go far, but like, she's gonna go far. Like, you know, I feel like there's a well group of people in the House where it brings out different emotions in you. And so I think it's a good cast overall. It's a good season.
I think what you just described is exactly what we're looking for as fans, right? Is a bunch of people you can root for that you really enjoy and you like, and then a bunch of people who you don't really like so much. And it kind of balances it out really nicely. Okay, let's take another one, and I had it, and I lost it. So, here we go. This one is from Moose Girl 1996. She says, if Mitch would have kept Dallas or brought back Levita, then do you think he would have been safe this week? He kept giving into Jared's side, and it seems to have tanked his game. Now, first of all, let's jump into this. So, Aika, do you think if Dallas would have stayed, if Mitch would have changed his vote and kept Dallas in the game, that would have helped him this week?
Yeah, I would have, like, Dallas was the first person who went home where I was, like, really, really angry about. I was like, why would you send him home? I was so mad. And I really feel like if Dallas was still in the House, I'm not quite sure if he would have won HOH or whatever, but he would have still been a big target for Jared, for Raul, for Kelsey. If Dallas was in the House, that unanimous vote to bring back Levita or Kelsey would have been much more difficult. It would have been much more great to watch. It would have been better TV. Dallas is just a better person to watch on television, but they kept Maddie.
Don't you think it was weird too that we saw in the episode that it was just so quick? Like, it was just so quick. Like, last year, the Godfrey, Ashley, Sarah decision of deciding to vote me out of the jury, that took like 3 hours and it was very intense and crazy. This, it seemed like it was just like 5 minutes and then it was over. Like, how long do you think that took, Aika?
I would hope. I feel like, okay, I'm the kind of person where if there's two people who are not in the House and I don't like Kelsey and I do like Levita, I am not changing my mind. I don't give a damn what you're going to say to me. I will not change my mind. Those are some weak ass people. Like, for real. Like, I would hope it would take like 10 hours.
Right.
A day. because they would have to promise me final two for me to change my damn mind. Like, I am not changing my mind. I don't get how it was so easy and so quick. I don't get it.
Yeah, it was so fast. I mean, this is a huge decision. It's somebody coming back into the game that could completely destroy your own game. I just don't get why they were just all like, yeah, okay, like, sure. Like, you know, Maddie and Cassandra and a few people were talking, and, you know, Joel said, you know, it would be good if we kept, you know, I think LaVita's a kind-hearted person, and I think we should keep her, but he kind of just, I mean, and I guess it makes sense because it's Joel, and he knows that if he would, he's scared to put his neck on the line, and I was that kind of player too, but at the same time, I mean, it's just, it's frustrating just watching it just be so easy.
It was. I just feel like, especially knowing that if Kelsey returns, she has, there's a three people alliance, a trio, like, not a duo, a trio, like, is, you know what I mean? Like, who does that? Who votes somebody else in the house when they have, like, I can't even talk right now.
Taryn, talk to us about this. I mean,
oh wait, guys, Anil is here.
Anil's here. Breaking
Anil.
News.
Hold on, Anil, come say hi, Anil.
Oh my gosh, here comes Anil Ramkissoon,
well known for
getting screwed by the Chevrolet power shift in Big Brother Canada 1, and having Suzette yell at him and say, "Nobody trusts a word coming out of your effing mouth, Anil!"
Can't wait to see her next week.
Oh, Anil, how's it going, man?
Not bad. Great episode tonight.
Yeah.
Anil was all about Kelsey, by the way, and...
Do you guys know the spoilers? Who won veto? Are we allowed to?
No, we haven't gotten into that yet, Anil. But sorry. You know what? Let's just hop into it right now because we might as well. So if you don't want to know who won the power veto and all that kind of stuff and any spoilers, now is the time for you to tune out. So we thank you for joining us today on the Rehappy Hour. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Go to robiswebsite.com/Rehappy Hour. Follow us all on Twitter. I'm at Jordan Parhar. Ica's at the Ica Wong. Anil, you're at Anil Joshua, right?
Yep, that's it.
There we go. And Taryn is at Armstrong Taryn. Okay, here we go. Spoiler time.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler
warning.
A spoiler
warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
Taryn, who has won the power of veto?
Jared has won the power of veto, and it looks like he will not be using it. And based on the talks we've seen, it looks like it's a done deal. Mitch is going home, and I really don't see why it wouldn't happen that way, because there's zero reason for anybody to keep him at this point, unless Jared and Kelsey, you know, come to their senses and decide that they need to keep him, because they do. But it doesn't look like that's happening, and so obviously everyone's going to capitulate to that, because that's great for their game. So it looks like Mitch is a goner.
Oh my gosh, Mitch! I mean, it's still early though, right? I mean, like, it can't be over yet, right?
Sure.
I think Kelsey came in the house and wanted Mitch to be her target, and I think it just shows to how well LaVita groomed Kelsey. She made it happen. He's so gonna go home this week.
Second year in a row that basically somebody gets like weaponized from being out of the game, come back into the game, they have one direct target, and then either that target or like that target's a BFF goes home. So
yeah, it's almost like Kelsey didn't see last season and see how that turned out. Oh, because she didn't. She only watched a few episodes before she went into that.
But I think that's what makes Big Brother so great, is you have these people that haven't really watched, so they really just go with their gut instinct or their emotional reactions, and that's really what comes to the demise of really strategic players like Mitch.
Feel like what makes Big Brother great is whatever I want, not these people who don't watch the show. Okay, that's not what makes it great.
But who would have saw this coming? This like trio reunited and then winning everything this week. That's like,
right? It's crazy.
Justice.
Well, and again, it's like what Ica we were just talking about, is how can these people just say, okay, yeah, you know what? Fine. We'll just let Kelsey come back in. We won't even really have a discussion. And then, oh wait a sec, Kelsey comes back, has all this information. Raul wins HOH and Jared wins veto. I feel like if this fake eviction thing would have happened this week after those guys had just won, I think it would have been a lot different in terms of that deliberation. It wouldn't have just been, all right, yeah, done deal. Yeah, okay, Kelsey's coming back, and it's no problem. So, wow, so Mitch looks like he's going home. That's crazy. So, Anil, what do you think, if Mitch goes out here, what do you think his Big Brother legacy is then? Because a lot of people were saying he's, oh, yeah, Mitch is like going to be one of the best people ever.
Yeah, I mean, it is early, and I think that if he does weasel his way out, all the hype was real. But I'm not the biggest Mitch fan. I do think that, you know, people like him play really strong, but then crash and burn right in the middle.
I don't know anything about Mitch.
I think Mitch had the worst possible run he could, where last week he went against what all the fans wanted, and he caused it to, like, he caused the flip to not happen, and he was totally like an Andy about it, and so everyone is mad at him about that, and now he's getting his comeuppance in a way that's not really his fault, but people are obviously going to want to blame him for it. So I think, like, it was a 1-2 punch, and I think his legacy is just going to go down, 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 down.
But what legacy are they talking about? That I have you seen the legacy that?
Yeah, he's like socially aligned himself really well, where like each person feels safe with him.
Ika's not buying the Mitch love. Ika's still...
You know what? Yeah, it's because I watched the edited version on television. I am like the regular fan that just watches TV, right?
Yeah.
And then you guys are the super fans who watches live feeds. So the information that we're getting it's a lot different.
Yeah, and I think the show, the edited show this season has been very, very different, like more so than usual to what's happening on the feeds. I really don't think they've done a great job at representing what's been going on, especially last week where so much happened, and they had a 90-minute episode to cover it, and we got a ton of filler.
You didn't want to see Emmett in a suit? Come on. For 30 minutes. I mean, why not?
This little, oh my god. I like seeing Evan in a suit, okay?
I know you like seeing Evan in a suit.
And Anil, we've already established that Big Brother, what determines what good Big Brother is what Ika wants to see. And Ika wanted to see Emmett in a suit, so it's good TV. okay, so I asked Ika this question, Anil. I want to get your take on this. Who do you think is in the best spot right now moving forward, hypothetically, if Mitch is the one to go out here in week 6?
Well, I think Nikki is obviously shoo-in for final 3, but I think Cassandra is actually playing one of the most like underestimated games, where she's like socially aligned herself with enough people to get by if she is on the block, but like hasn't really won enough to be a serious threat.
Yeah, I think that's – Cassandra's a really interesting one because – I really enjoy her on the show. I think she's great, but I keep waffling with her a little bit. I mean, because like Raul, I never would have thought Raul would have considered her as one of his nominations. And then he said, yeah, I can't trust what she says. She's just going to go around and spread it. So that thing, that reputation kind of scares me a little bit. Taryn, just from what you've seen on the feeds, is that something that is widely, is that how Cassandra is perceived as somebody who people can't really trust?
Yeah, definitely. She's very smarmy, and people see that. She was doing the Mitch game, but more open about it, I guess. Like, people didn't like her as much as they liked Mitch. But, you know, she's had a few things go her way. Like, this twist isn't coming back to bite her because the people that didn't like her didn't come back into the game. Like, if LaVita had come back, she was gunning for Cass, she was gunning for Tim. So she just kind of got lucky that the bullet went to Mitch instead of her.
Yeah, thoughts on Tim's game so far, Ika and Anil, because I haven't asked you guys on what you guys think about his game so far. Last week kind of looked like it could be going off the rails for him a little bit, but right now it's looking better for sure.
Can I tell you something? I would have been really happy if Tim thought he could come to Canada with his koala bears, okay, and say, oh, you guys put nominate the people. I would have nominated his alliance, put Cassandra, and I would have put who else is in the alliance? And Nikki on the damn block. That's what I would have done. And he would have to do it and honor his little koala bears, okay? These people are dumb. Like, who this guy tells you, whoever you want on the block, I'll put them on the block, and you're going to let him have it and smile and key in the house. No boo-boos. Cassandra's going on the block, your closest ally, and so is whiny-ass Nikki, okay? They should have done that, and that would have been great, that would have been great TV. You think you could come in Canada and bring it to Australian ways? Well, we'll send you back out with the Canadian way. We'll nominate Cassandra and Nikki, and no one did that. No one, like, who are these people? Are they not as petty as me?
Yeah, I would have done the same
thing. You'd have done the same thing, right? Yeah.
But we're team petty.
We're so. Team petty.
Hashtag team petty. I mean, yeah, Neil, go ahead. What do you think about Tim? Do you think that he's got a shot moving forward now? Because we saw in the episode 2 tonight, Tim say, you know, people don't really respect my game. Like, and that I was like, really? I felt like people did because they did everything he asked last week.
Yeah, I think the people that were, like, under his spell, Levita, Shari, all those people are kind of gone. So I think that he's missed having, like, all that attention. Because they would, like, on the feeds, anything he said, they would, like, worship it like God. And I think now people are just treating him like a normal house guest. And he's not, he kind of is an attention seeker. And I think he's not getting it. But I do think Tim's going to get one of the double eviction bullets coming out.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be swift and quick. I don't think they can go after him in a week. I think he'll find a way out, but in a double, I don't think he could.
That's one really interesting thing that we haven't even really seen yet is by, you know, week 6, we're about halfway through at the halfway point of the game. We haven't seen a double. We haven't seen an instant eviction. And we haven't seen a triple eviction. do you guys think we'll see a triple at some point?
Well, you have to think they brought somebody back. So there has to be either two doubles or a double and a triple.
I think that triple was just special for the third season, you know, triple.
Triple.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
I don't know. Just the third season.
I hope so. Although I feel like, you know, for the psychological well-being of Kevin and Willow, I kind of hope that there is a triple so that way they have, like, new friends that they can bond with. Be like, yeah, we got screwed over too. You know what I mean? Because, but as a player, like as somebody who's been in there, the triple. I hate seeing that. I really hope that it doesn't happen this season. But it's. I'm just so curious why. Why we haven't seen that kind of stuff yet. It's got to be coming soon. Okay, let's take some more of your questions, guys. So, again, if you want to send us your questions, you can leave a comment on the YouTube video, or you can tweet us using hashtag RahappyHour. Actually, before that, Taryn, anything else on the feeds other than the veto?
I don't think so. I do want to say quickly that we were talking about if Dallas had stayed. I was saying... when the vote looked like it was going to go against Mitch and Dallas was going to stay, that would have been great for him with the twist, with somebody coming back in. Inadvertently, I think it would have saved him from his current fate. Unfortunately, it would have been bad for his game if somebody hadn't come back in. So we saw him get his way and then kind of lose for it.
Yeah, that's Big Brother for you. I mean, it just, you think you've got it all figured out, and then you don't, and the rug gets pulled from underneath you. Okay, so it looks like Anil has bounced out for a sec.
Anil ditched us,
so it's back to just the Aika Wong show. And because it's the Aika Wong show, we've got a question tailored just to Aika. This one is from Kevin Paul. Kevin Paul says, Aika, if you could shred anybody's letter in this season, whose would it be?
Oh my God, you guys really have to ask. I would like jump in and intercept Maddie's letter, and I would like shred that. Okay,
like shred Maddie's love letters to Ramsey.
I would like shred that letter, no problem. I know. I mean, like this is the thing. Every season, there is somebody that I just can't stand. Excuse you, really? I'm like doing an interview here, okay?
what happened there? Did Anil just burp?
He was like making a bunch of noises. Like, how rude!
It's fine. Anil can do what he wants. Here, well, and we should let the audience know you're at Anil's house, so if you like
at Anil's house.
So he can kind of make whatever noise he wants to, Aika.
He should be able to, right?
Yeah, it's old.
But I think I'll shred Maddie's letter first. And I think it's only because I started not liking her a lot when I think it just brought back bad memories for me when she backdoored Levita. Levita was like on her side. She didn't consult her alliance. She screwed Dallas. She screwed Levita, people who were for her, for popular people. And I feel like it reminds me of what Rochelle did to me with Sabrina and the whole Kenny thing. So it's just bad memories. I'm just, you know, like, just a little bit, like, bad memories for that. So, and just how she did it. Like, Levita was sitting there, and she was just being so, like, mean about it. And I was just like, you little bitch. Like, you know? And I just didn't like her from that point. I didn't like her before that, but I especially didn't like her at that point.
I'm going to ask everybody in the audience tonight if you could, before we go to bed tonight, and I had this plea earlier in the season. I told everybody, please pray to the Big Brother gods and ask them to have Levita survive this week and win HOH. And that's exactly what happened. So I need you guys to do this other thing for me as well. Please, before we go to bed, pray to the BB gods that Aika Wong and Maddie Pavel enter a Big Brother Canada house together at some point. Please, pray for me. As a fan, I really want to see it. And then if that doesn't work, let's pray that Aika and Sabrina go back in the house together.
Oh, my God. Jordan, I feel like you don't like me. I really feel like...
No, Aika, I love you. I love you. I'm just saying as a fan. Now, Aika, I'm saying what I want for my Big Brother, what I want to watch. You're saying earlier Big Brother's only good if you think it's good. It would be good if you and Sabrina were there together again. That was... Oh my gosh, that was the golden era of Big Brother. You guys in that house together.
I feel like I'd kill her and they'd evict me. And they would security would come in and take me out of the house. Is that what you want? You want security to take me out of the house?
No, I don't want that. I don't want that. I think you're crafty. I think you could think of some other ways to make it look like walking on the stairs, like, you know how you walk past Sabrina that one time. And for those of you listening, Sabrina Abate, Big Brother Canada 2, was walking down
the
stairs.
We love you, Sabrina.
Aika brushed her on the stairs. Like, just kind of like this. If you're watching this on the audio, subscribe on YouTube at Reality TV Rehap Ups. If you go like this, you know, just like brushing it, that's really all it was. Like, you touched shoulders, it was nothing. But Sabrina claimed that you, like, shoved her and just, like, pushed her, you know, and it was just like this great, very, very fun times. Okay, let's take another one.
Can I say something? Can I say something quickly?
Go ahead,
Aika. I personally cannot stand Sabrina. She ruined my game and she got me out. So I'll forever be bitter and petty. Yes, people, her two fans on Twitter who will drag me tonight. Yes, I am petty and I am bitter. However, I will give her the props and I'll say that Sabrina is hands down one of the best cast members that Robin has ever casted for Big Brother Canada, ever. I'll give her that. I feel like season 2 was amazing because we had like legit a-holes, we had crazy people, we had sass, we had, like, we had so many things going on, and I feel like season 2 wouldn't be as good if Sabrina wasn't there. As much as I can't stand her, I could recognize that.
Wow, Aika, I'm so impressed. I knew you didn't have kind things to say about Sabrina, but that, you know, that we'll take, that's a kind thing, I think. So there
I've
we
been
go.
Watching Dr. Phil lately, so, you know.
Oh, man, Aika watching Dr. Phil.
Phil from the house?
Yeah, Phil, is that Dr. Phil? No, it's Phil LeBron. Okay, let's take another one. This one is from Sheena123. Sheena says, ask Aika what she thinks of the girls getting evicted week after week. I mean, 5 women gone in a row. Yeah, what do you think about this, Aika? Because, I mean, this kind of happened on your season where the girls kind of just, like, went at each other. You guys tried to get a girls' alliance together, but it just never could – it could never become a thing. So what do you think this is? Why have we just keep – why can these girls not just sort their crap out?
This is the thing. I'm not quite sure if your house was the way of it, because I feel like when I was in the house, I feel like when you walk into Big Brother Canada, like that house, it's kind of almost like you're stepping back into the 1930s or the 1950s, and women are lesser to men. And the women in the house view themselves as kind of like lesser to men. They think the men could like take care of them and carry them, and they're not as strong and they're not as good. And I feel like it enrages me, because I feel like not all women feel that. Like Sarah on your season definitely was a strong, independent woman with her own mind. So not all women are like that, but the majority of them are, and that is why they target women, because they feel like women, they'll say, oh, they're catty or they're weaker, and if this person's on the block, then they'll go home. But if they target men, they feel like it's more threatening to do that. That's what my experience was like in the house.
Yeah, it's. I feel like we need somebody who's like who could to some. I don't know, some psychologist, maybe Alec Beale can study this this whole thing, because you're right, Ike. I mean, that does, for whatever reason, that house just seems to create that sort of dynamic, and I can't really figure out what the deal is with that. Okay, let's take one more question before we wrap things up for this evening. Okay, this one comes from Amanda Lee, at Amanda Rach Lee on Twitter. She says, what do you guys think Mitch should do to save himself? Hashtag Rehappy Hour. So I'll throw this to you first, Taryn. What should Mitch do to save himself?
Basically, I think his only chance is to go to the other side of the house and say, listen, those guys, Jared, Kelsey, Raul, they betrayed me. I'm going to go after them. I hate them. Maybe even say it to the whole house. Maybe say he wants to get some blood on his hands. And then hope that they decide that they want to keep him in order to go after them, those three. I don't think that's going to work, though, because they already had Joel on their side to do just that, and Joel proved that he could do that. So there's really no out for Mitch here. Even if he gets the third wheel back, they can't rally the votes to save him. There's really nothing he can do, I don't think.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Poor Mitch. Ika, do you agree? Is there anything Mitch can do?
I feel like I kind of, like, I live for the moment on Big Brother, and I wish I had done this, you know, like, looking back, where somebody who is, where they're, it's kind of like a for sure thing that they are going out, where they just, like, go in the living room, stand there, and just start screaming and yelling, and they're just like, I'm going after this person and that person. That person's my target. Kind of like what he just said, but just a little bit with the crazy to it. I want this person gone. I want that person gone. If you guys keep me, this is what I'll do, and I will die before you know. Just dramatic and just like who you want out, and just go there every morning like a wake up call and just preach it. Like just go there and just say it. I wish I had done that. I wish I would just stand, because they all hated me anyway. They all thought I was crazy. I should just stood there with my crazy ass and been like, I'm going after this person and that person. If you guys keep me, just you guys know that. And you know, I'd probably just go out like even crazier then. Because if he's going to leave anyway, the worst thing that I'm telling you right now that you could do in Big Brother, for me, because is like kissing their asses, and they're going to send you home anyway. You know what I mean? Like, because you feel like you go out like a punk. Like, like they got the best. Like, I'm so serious. Like, I was crying because I was like, I kissed all these people's asses, and I didn't want to, and they're going to have me leave here like a punk. That was why I was so enraged at the letters in the backyard. Because I was like, yes, like finally, like you guys are the punks, like not me, but not everybody gets that moment. I would literally stand in the living room or on the kitchen counter. I would eat all the food. I'd waste all the food. I would prance around, and I would stand there and yell at all the people who would have won out until somebody heard me and thought I was crazy enough to keep me as a target or as somebody who will never go after them.
Okay, again, for those of you listening, if you missed it earlier, again, please, when you go to bed tonight, pray to the BB gods, okay? Pray to the BB gods. I will do the same. Together, we can make Big Brother great again. Okay. All right.
Jordan, wouldn't you do that, though? Like, wouldn't you?
Oh,
like,
no,
the way you went out.
Ika, 100%. I, you know, for like a month, I'm kind of a weird person, but like a lot of my like thinking that I do is when I wake up in the morning and I take a shower. And for like the first for the first like month in the jury, and really the first month or two after I got home, I would wake up every day in the shower and I would think, oh my God, in my head, I should have just been like, I should have just called out somebody and done a Godfrey. Because then at least if you go out, then you know what? You can say, well, you know what? At least I went out with a bang. But if you just go out and it's just like, I didn't even get a chance to fight. It's like, you just feel so dumb and it sucks. So I totally agree with
you. Exactly. 100%. Like if you play Big Brother, you understand what I'm saying. Because you could kiss their asses all you want. Their mind's already made up. But I will wake up every single morning and I will drive you crazy and I will scream and yell who I want out of this house and who I'll go after, even if nobody listens to me. At least, like, they're forced to listen to me. Like, you know what I mean? And kind of, like, not be – because what you're – like, when you're leaving the house, what you think is if you're nicer or if you're nice enough, they might keep you. No. Be mean. They might keep you if you're mean, too. Like, you know? Like, so – but I know what you – and, like, and that does play – as an alumni, like it does play on your mind a lot. Like, ooh, like I should have just did this. I should have done that. I shouldn't have cared as much. I should have, you know, just did this. I am telling you, Mitch, if you could hear me, if you're in that house, go downstairs on the kitchen counter and start screaming and go crazy and tell these people that you're going after whoever you want out. And they could either join you or send you home. But at least you tried, boo-boo. At least you tried, okay?
I do think the both of you at the very least had very awesome and memorable exits. So you don't need to feel too bad.
Thank you. Thank you, Terry.
Different ways. You know, I think Ika's was probably a little more respectable. But you know, at least it was still memorable.
Both memorable. Both memorable, and that's all we can ask for, right? I mean,
yeah.
12th place. You know, honestly, Ika, the 12th placers, myself, you, Tom Plant in Dallas. I mean, we have quite the crew assembled now. It's sort of like I don't know. I don't know what the all the other like assembled placements what they come up with, but us four, it's good. It's kind of good TV, I think, with how we all went down. I think it was good. We all went out 100% raised.
100%. I really feel like Empress. I'm not just saying this because it's us. But, like, we have, like, Tom Plant. When you think of season one, you think of freaking Tom Plant. Oh. You can recognize. Like, you know what I mean? And, like, we have, like, Jordan. Like, we have Ika. And we have Dallas. Those are some good – all the strong people leave for. That's what I'm going to stick with that.
There we go.
It will help me sleep better at night.
Exactly. Me too. Before I pray. Okay.
I do want to say quickly before we go, I do want to put it on the record. I think this twist was really unfortunate. I think that this season had really been building to a Mitch versus Tim dynamic, and we saw the first battle of the Mitch versus Tim thing happen last week. It was so crazy. It was one of the best weeks of feeds I have watched on Big Brother. We didn't get to see it on the show, and now Mitch is getting hit by a stray bullet, and we're not going to see the rest of that fight. And I really think that's disappointing. I feel like Kacer, because Big Brother just delivered this to me on my birthday, and I'm very sad.
And with that, we will wrap things up for this evening. Thank you for joining us on the Rahappy Hour. Really appreciate it. Ika, thank you for taking the time out and figuring out your internet at Anil's house to come on and talk with us. And send Anil my best. It was great.
I know. Anil, he says bye.
Bye.
And Taryn, thank you as well, as always, for being
I'll
here.
See you next week.
Yeah. See you next week, Anil. Although he
may heard you.
He's just going to be on all the podcasts now in the background.
Yeah, exactly. You get Anil every week. Okay, so don't forget to follow these guys on Twitter. Ika is at the Ika Wong. Taryn is at Armstrong Taryn. I'm at Jordan Parhar. My laptop is about to die, so I'm going to try and get out of here very quickly. We need a hashtag. Quick, I don't know what we got. Just pray to the BB gods. Maybe we'll do that as the hashtag because we brought that up so much. So hashtag pray to the BB gods. Let us know what you thought about this episode of the Rahappy Hour. Leave some comments at robiswebsite.com. I always read those and really appreciate it when you do that. You can also leave a review if you go to robiswebsite.com/rahappyhour. That's happy hour with an R at the front. And for everybody who leaves a rating and review, at the end of the season, I will draw three names out of a hat, and three of you will win a Jordan Parhar-related prize. So make sure you go ahead and do that. Okay.
Hashtag Team Petty. That was what it was.
Oh, hashtag Team Petty. You know what? Scrap what we had. Hashtag Team Petty is better. So hashtag Team Petty is the hashtag. Taryn, good find. And Last thing I just want to say, Wednesday night, we are going to be back recapping the episode. And guys, we have a guest for you. It's somebody who I am a massive fan of that I have never talked to in person. It is somebody who I have referenced many times in this podcast, and it is somebody who Ika knows very well. He's definitely not racist, sexist, or homophobic. Paul Jackson, baby, will be here Wednesday night. So tune in. It is going to be an epic podcast. Ika's reaction says it all. Ika is not too impressed, but I'm excited because I can't wait to see what Paul has been up to. I don't know what Paul's been doing for the last like 2 years. So this should be a really fun podcast. And he messaged me the other day saying, "Dude, I am so excited." So Paul is ready to talk some BB Can for. So should be lots of fun. We'll see you Wednesday night after the episode. I can't wait to talk to Paul, and I can't wait to see you guys there. All right, for Ika Wong and Taryn Armstrong, I'm Jordan Parhar. #Team Team Petty. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Bye.
Reality TV.